This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Iran appears to be putting the United States on notice, warning it will react sharply to any perceived aggression against it. Foreign Ministry spokesman Abbas Mousavi said Tehran would not allow any of its borders to be violated, adding that Iran will firmly confront any aggression or threat by America. Meanwhile, questions are still being asked this weekend about why U.S. President Donald Trump halted planned military strikes against Iran and what's to be expected next. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the Pentagon.
The president says the military was cocked and loaded to retaliate for Iran shooting down an American drone and asked for final approval about a half hour out, and tells NBC's Meet the Press they told him about 150. So he pulled the plug. It raises questions about why the president only learned about the potential deaths a few minutes ahead of time. The military would ordinarily provide that well before. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's pleas the strikes didn't happen, fearing the escalation could lead to war.
The strike of that amount of collateral damage would be very provocative.
Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The president says he's authorized additional unspecified biting sanctions against Iran as part of his administration's maximum pressure campaign to force the country to negotiate over its nuclear program. He said on Twitter, quote, "Iran can never have nuclear weapons, not against the USA and not against the world." Thousands of protesters blockaded Hong Kong's police headquarters Friday night, demanding the resignation of the city's pro-Beijing leader, Carrie Lam, and the release of demonstrators arrested during the Chinese territory's worst political crisis in decades. Hong Kong police today slammed the protesters for their actions and vowed to pursue the ringleaders. Hundreds of thousands this month have been demonstrating against a proposed Hong Kong law that would allow the extradition of suspected criminals to mainland China for trial. More news at VOAnews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. For the first time since Mauritania's independence from France in 1960, people are voting today on what could